This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. A lack of cuts in the January WASDE report disappointed the grain markets. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
With the cuts the USDA made in last month's WASDE, analysts were expecting a few more in the January report. However, the grain markets were very disappointed when the report came out and showed very few changes. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride broke down the numbers from the January WASDE report.
From a producer standpoint, you've got to look at the resiliency of this crop. We finished at, or the USDA says we had a good year, finished at 177.3 for yield. That brings our production up, even though we did see slightly lower harvested acres, brings your overall ending stocks up by 35 million bushels. Your production was up by over 100 million bushels. And that was a little bit offset by some of our usage. You saw changes to exports, to ethanol feed, of about 75 million bushels. So overall, we're basically back to where we were at in October and November. 2.162 is where the corn numbers come in at. On the bean side of things, an increase of 0.7 bushels an acre to 50.6. Again, slightly lower harvested acres, but an increase in production. And that is all we got. There was no change to exports. There's no change to crush. So an increase of 35 million bushels overall production increases your overall ending stocks by 35 million to 280 million bushels. So looking at it from every aspect at this point, that was a very bearish report for us.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.